The Salisbury City Council last night voted 4-1 to approve a redistricting plan that would divide the council up into five separate districts, ending the dominance of the at-large District 2 that includes a separate minority-majority district. There would now be two minority-majority districts in addition to three separate predominantly white districts. That lone dissenter on the council was Tim Spees, who had voted for the previous plan that would have added another representative to the minority-majority district and reduced the former at-large district to three representatives. The Marble Public Radio's Tom Hunt spoke with Spees after the meeting about the decision by the council.
I've looked through the results of redistricting like this in several other states, and all of these were mandated by the, or actually encouraged by the ACLU and supported by the NAACP. And in most of those cases, and most of these happened in the Deep South, I wouldn't say they've been a disaster, but they've had a detrimental result on the population, the way the cities are run, actually towns are run, there were no cities. And with a population as transient as ours, we're about 70% rental and 30% homeowner occupied, which is a totally inverse from the rest of the country is. Most of the country has, with a city, it's like 30% rental and 70% homeowner occupied. We have a very transient population here. People come and people go. Students come here, they will spend 6, 7, 8 months of a year here, and then usually go to wherever they came from for the summer, then come back.
What would the effect be on homeowners with the new districting plan?
I don't know that there'll be a direct reflection or a direct impact on what homeowners will experience once this happens. Aside from the fact that you've got most of the a good number of the homeowners clustered into two little groups, you know, in two little districts. And there's heavy rentals in the rest of the districts, which will be 3 out of 5 districts. Yet I don't think that we're going to see a huge turnout as some of the proponents here said there would be. I think that there's going to be what is now District 1, the minority district. I think that they'll still have a paltry turnout, which is, you know, the greatest we've seen in the last few years is 60 or 70 or maybe 100 tops, okay, that was during a heavy election year. I'm you know, very keen on seeing what the results of this will be when the election comes up. I think it's going to be something new and different, but whether it will be successful in actually getting more people to vote, in feeling that they have better, closer representation, I don't know that that will actually be the case.
You don't believe or have the impact that's expected for better representation?
Let me say that better representation, now what do you mean by better representation? Do you mean people from a certain area being able to be represented by someone? I'm looking also sometimes at the quality of representation as well, okay? We've had people on council who have not been the best of representatives, I think, over the years. And I think every city, especially those that are broken up in many, many ways, suffer from that, you know. They'll have council people who are perhaps, well, we've seen a lot. I wouldn't say that there's anything that is beyond the pale on this, you know. But I don't think there's corruption involved. But I think that there will be special interests that will control some of what the city votes are, if they can get three of the five members to vote for something. And, you know, in that respect, perhaps homeowners will suffer, because what could we see? We could see a reversal of the 4-2 law and let just as many people live in a rental home as they want. And this would have devastating effects on neighborhoods. I mean, this is like, that would be like blockbusting. I mean, imagine the parking problems, the noise, the trash would be magnified 2 to 3-fold, I think. And we would see a real downward spiral in the prices that homes would garner at, you know, at sale. And I think that we would have neighborhoods that will go downhill quickly.
Is the special interest you're referring to, is that the Landlords?
Not landlords in general, but there is a certain group of landlords, and I can count them on two hands, who have over the past 15 years that I've been watching, you know, closely the elections, who have donated up to 90% of what the contributions are for any given candidate. You know, when 90% of the contributions come from landlords, are landlords, what stake do landlords have with having a candidate that, you know, is their choice? What do the landlords want? And the landlords generally want fewer regulations having to do with rentals. And that can undo a lot of what's been done and what has been progress over the past 10 years.
Salisbury City Councilmember Tim Spees, who was the sole no vote against legislation that would divide the Salisbury City Council up into five separate districts with two minority-majority districts. He spoke with Delmarva Public Radio's Tom Hunt. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.